With heat index 106 or higher, scattered afternoon storms. The storms will be a little bit more numerous, I think, on Saturday with at least a 50-50 chance, and more scattered storms on Sunday as the heat continues. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Families at Maxwell Air Force Base now have the option to send their children to Pike Road schools. Usually, the students are zoned for Montgomery Public Schools, but a new hardship clause now makes Pike Road an option. Days after we reported on trash issues at a Montgomery apartment complex, all of the trash has been cleaned up. Earlier this week, residents at Garden Grove Apartments told us that the trash had been piling up for weeks. We checked, and as of Wednesday, it was all cleaned up. And Prattville's Best Buy will be closing in October. A spokesperson tells us this comes after the decision to move Montgomery's Best Buy from Eastern Boulevard to a new development called East Chase Venue. The company hopes to relocate Prattville employees to the Montgomery store. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Summer's here, and there's no better time to hit the road. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more 5 times. And if you're looking to enhance your ride's appearance, look no further. Right now, buy 2 select Griot's Garage Tire and Wheel products and save $5. Visit us at AutoZone.com and start the job fast with free same-day store pickup and free next-day delivery. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
You'll do it right to get an outdoor space you love. Lowe's is here to help and help you save. Add a new patio or walkway and get square patio stones, now 10 for $10. Freshen up your deck with Valspar exterior stain and sealant starting at just $36.98. And for one day only, August 10th, all new and existing Lowe's credit card holders get 10% off purchases made with your Lowe's card. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Stone offer valid through 8/14. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Credit offer subject to credit approval and can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Lawyers for the El Paso suspect's family say his mom called police weeks before the mass shooting,
expressing concern that her son was purchasing a, quote, AK-type firearm.
Flash flooding from the plains to the East Coast, and now a tornado.
People scrambling as the headquarters of USA Today is evacuated after reports of a man with a gun, later determining it was a false alarm.
With pressure growing on lawmakers, it appears there may be momentum to pass something known as red flag laws. It would allow police to remove weapons temporarily from people who might be a threat.
That Canada-wide search for those teenage murder suspects ended with the discovery of what are believed to be their remains.
Backlash is growing against Equinox and SoulCycle after it was revealed their billionaire owner is set to hold a fundraiser for the president.
Trejo says he was just in the right place at the right time. He watched a woman smash into an oncoming car. Trejo and another person pulled that young boy out of the back seat who was trapped in his car seat.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See a law enforcement officer, give them a big thumbs up to show your appreciation for the work that they do. Also, this is sometimes known as TGIFE for the Dan Morris Show. Getting ready for the weekend. We're going to have 2 great days, shows for today and tomorrow, and then it'll be the weekend for us. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'll tell you what. Fine. How y'all doing?
Good.
It's a little hot. A little hot.
Just a bit.
My lawn man was just left my yard. I said, man, I said, don't overdo it out there, boy. Woo.
Yep.
I can't believe that MSNBC is getting so desperate. They're getting into numerology now. I mean, this is something that you hear on the overnight shows, you know, on the radio, you know, like the guy on y'all station. I mean, numerology. This guy's was an FBI agent.
He was the head. He was the deputy of the counterintelligence group.
I mean, who does he think's writing Trump's Goebbels great grandson or something? You know, and it wasn't just him, Dan. There was a black guy on one of the other stations. It might have been him.
Oh, yeah, said he's yeah, he was subliminally he was communicating.
Yeah, subliminal message. Maybe he's sending things over the TV.
I think we had that from yesterday. It was a hard clip.
Yeah, I mean, that is just bizarro world. Another thing real quick, Fox needs to dump, what's her name? You know what I'm talking about. I just can't take her anymore.
Who?
Miss CNN debater who got her. I didn't like even
Donna Brazile?
Oh.
Yeah, you know, I mean, after that thing happened with her and CNN, I don't believe a word she said. She is nothing. She's just like Al Sharpton. She's just a race baiter. That's all she is. I just get tired of hearing her. But I wasted an hour of my life last night, Dan. A whole hour. I wish I could get it back. Watching Sean Hannity and that doofus.
Oh man, I could not finish it.
Oh, didn't you have de Blasio on?
Yeah, de Blasio on.
Oh my God, that's one of those guys, Dan, that you just want to reach over and just knock the you know what out of him. He is so arrogant.
If Sean would have been a little quicker on his feet, I think he could have tied him up. But Blasio really kind of defended himself against Sean, in my opinion.
Yeah, he did.
And he made himself look stupid because if you listen to what he said, you kind of go, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, and he never answered any of the questions.
There you go.
He dodged every question, and he had Hannity on the mat there, man. It would have been better off if I'd rather see him come on with Tucker, but he wouldn't have done it because Tucker wouldn't have let him off like that. There's no way. He would probably just cut him off and go to another thing. But what a waste of time. And now he's not going to be in the next debate, is he?
It depends on what he does by the end of August as far as numbers.
Boy, I feel sorry for New York having a mayor like that. What an A1 jerk. But anyway,
well, if you listen to the guy, I mean, you're just kind of, you know, his reasoning power, for example, on Medicare for All, is that, well, they're already using the emergency rooms. Well, that's a completely different thing that somebody goes in and is sick and goes to an emergency room versus they have a cold and goes to an emergency room. And what the thing is, they're still going to go to the emergency room because people who have Medicaid right now go to the emergency room instead of going to their doctor's appointments.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the old standard thing you hear people say. And then when he kept pressing him on gun ownership, and he would never answer me.
No.
And you know, Sean said, if somebody's breaking in your house and you ain't got a gun, you could be dead. He said, I'm not going to change. You know, he didn't care. He wouldn't even answer. He said, not everybody needs a gun. You just don't need one. We got the best police force. Yeah, the police force that hates your guts. You know, that police department in New York doesn't really love de Blasio too much.
Well, you know, the old saying, the police matter, can be there in minutes when seconds count. And that's the problem. It's the difference between minutes and seconds.
Well, and I doubt de Blasio will be in this next debate because you need 130,000 unique contributors and you also need to be in four national polls at 2% or more. Though, I'd imagine all the Democratic candidates might go for this. The DNC will waive the rules. Bill, you don't need that 2%. You don't even need 130,000 unique contributors. If you hold a groundhog for the entire debate, we'll let you on stage. And if you drop it, you not only have to get off the stage, you also have to resign as mayor. I think it's a fair deal.
Yeah, he's supposed to be spending $200,000 in direct mail to raise the money. So he's doing direct mail piece to get people to send in a dollar.
Well, I'm hoping it's 10 or less, so we don't have to have two nights of that crap. You know, just one night. And
yeah, right now it's going to be six. Because Yang has not... Right now it's going to be six. Yang has not cleared his numbers.
I think he'll get in, but it'll be six or seven. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that'll be interesting. But anyway, I just
or seven or eight.
This is just unbelievable. The stuff. And Dan, real quick, you know, there's a Cook's plant here in Montgomery at the old Sylvest plant's owned by Cook's. I used to sell their product all the time in my job, my former life as a working person.
Yeah, and let me tell you
Cook's
something.
Plant over there on the old Sylvest plant, they got a lot of. Hispanic people.
Oh, absolutely.
That.
Let me tell you what, if you're coming, I was coming into Montgomery, coming from the south, and I got off, and it was amazing. The number, I went to go get some gasoline, I either go to Intac or I go to that raceway. I went to the raceway because Intac was closed, and I went, and it was amazing the number of people that just got off of the shift at the chicken plant. That were in there.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm talking about 50, 60.
Yeah. Now, that's a huge company now. It's a huge company. This thing in Mississippi is not going to, it'll knock down some of their production, but it's not going to hurt them that bad. But they're huge. But, you know, these jobs, these people have, they're here illegal. Man, they need to open those things up to these Americans that are looking for work. Give it to them, man.
Yeah, well, you've seen a chicken processing plant. The problem is there are not a lot of Americans that will do that for that money.
Yeah, I've been through one. Hey, Dan, I went through the plant in Enterprise. There's a chicken plant there. It used to be on my ConAgra. And I went through that plant one time, and I couldn't eat chicken for about 2 months.
Was it a processing plant, or was it a chicken?
Yeah, it was a processing. Okay. It was a kill and process.
Yeah. Well, you
it
get up in North Alabama.
Too. I mean, watch them get killed enough to make you... Gag.
When you get when you get up to North Alabama, you have a huge poultry business up there.
Yeah, there's some big ones. I went to a turkey plant one time watching them kill turkeys. Boy, that was
Bates.
But anyway, yeah, it's a tough job, but it's they pay fairly decent and they got good benefits. So you know, you can stomach it if you don't chicken out, as they say.
Bill Bates was a great guy. He invited us down to his farm for my boys for Thanksgiving so they could see what he does with the turkeys out there, and it was absolutely fascinating how he raises them.
Yeah, boy, that's a long... Woo, that was I used to sell to that place a long, long time ago when his daughter Becky ran the one over there on Airport, I mean on the Eastern Boulevard over there, right there by the interstate. But anyway,
Bates family, a great family.
Dan.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate you.
Have a great afternoon. Enjoy your show. Bye.
Thanks. Let me go to the phones. Let me go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dano.
How are you?
I'm well. Hope you enjoy.
We're doing really well.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear that I wasn't the only one that couldn't stomach the second part of the last 40 minutes of Sean's so-called interview. Dan, his problem, Sean's good. He used to be excellent, and he used to be a good interviewer, but he's turned into a debater, and he gave de Blasio a national forum that, well, I guess he could have bought it from most any cable network he wanted to, but and maybe he bought this one, I don't know, but Sean didn't do a good job with him. If you were scoring the debate and that's what it was, you'd have to score it for de Blasio.
Yeah, Sean was trying to prove too many of his points, and that's where he messed up. He kept getting out on the Sean train and not really kind of taking de Blasio for what he believed in, and that's where he messed up.
Yeah. Well, he didn't help himself or the cause for the people that may have been on the fence, if they're on the fence for de Blasio or even entertaining any support at all for him, even tacit support, then they obviously are not Sean Hannity fans. So I think Sean helped him last night.
Yeah, de Blasio didn't come across as crazy as he did during the actual debate when he was saying some stuff.
Yeah, primarily because Sean never would make him give him an answer to the basic questions. But that's neither here nor there for now. He de Blasio will be lucky to be on the stage next time, and if he is, he's not going any farther than that stage as far as being elected to anything.
Who's your favorite on the Dem side?
On the Dem side?
Yeah.
If I had to vote for one, I think I'd shoot myself.
The proverbial lesser of two evils.
And said, you've got a vote on the Democratic side, and your vote's going to elect the next president of the United States. I couldn't pull a lever. Tell me who you possibly could.
Oh, there's nobody I could vote for, but the ones that are interesting. Yang is very interesting to me. The more, and I don't know if he's pushing these out or what, but if you plug in Yang, you'll get these new videos like every other day now, and they're really good. He's got quite a following.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he halfway makes sense.
He does. Particularly, I love his concept, make math popular again type of thing. Yeah. Important again.
Well, Tulsi Gabbard may have a future. I don't think
she certainly is number uno in Joey's book.
Oh yeah, sure. Some of her policies are a little much for me, but I like her.
You can overlook those policy differences.
Well, some of them, yeah. Especially if you get like a Republican Congress. I don't mind divided government if that's the president.
Well, aren't you guys both happy to pay your taxes so you help to pay the retirement check for this? Golly, this guy is completely out of touch. Strzok was, out beyond the left field boundary line, this guy's up in the bleachers somewhere.
Oh, man, he is unbelievable.
Weird stuff. He's got to be an Obama appointee.
Yep.
Got to be.
That's how he came. He came in during the Obama administration, and he was in the Ohio office, and then they moved him to headquarters.
Wow. Yeah, we're still paying the price for a lot of those appointees.
Well, interestingly enough, that would have been under the Mueller arm, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a Mueller fan.
Nor am I. The only fan he's got, I think, is his mom.
Yeah, you guys have a good weekend. Don't start it today, though.
You got it, Ken. Thanks for the telephone call.
Thanks.
Let me go to a break. We're time coming back to you, Dan Morris Show, right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle. Oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, they be singing.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? they see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Holy macro. Did you see what's going on with the price of gold? It's climbing. It's going up. It's well over $1,400 again. Wow. And in Marguerite's, we can design things for you, or we can make things out of your old gold. That's right. Trade your old gold in for something brand new. Let us make something new out of it. Or you can even turn it in for a check. We'll buy, trade, sell, swap, anything you could dream of. But gold's going through the roof. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
Get online. That's what everybody told me was the secret to more business. I paid a company to make a beautiful website, but I don't get any activity, and I can't afford an advertising agency. That's when I decided to call Dan Black Studios. Dan's team of experts analyzed my website and made substantial improvements. I even have branded pages and social media. The leads are pouring in. Call Dan Black Studios at 279-6036 and schedule a free consultation.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27 2928 is where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Tide. Red Tide, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Thursday.
Good. Called an afternoon, gentlemen.
Really? Convection oven time.
I've been outside all morning. It's been wicked. I've had enough. And may I say, how's the x-ray eyes doing?
They're great. Getting better every day.
You know what? We'd have never known you had any vision problems because you've given us such a clear view of things.
Wow.
That was a pun.
I dig
but
it.
But you have, Dan. Golly Moses. I wish they'd pick another color other than red flag laws, damn it. I'm tired of them insulting my color like that. Why don't they have black flag or something like that? You know what I mean?
So red is your color, huh? So you're a communist.
You
know, it ain't. Red flag.
We always knew it.
We knew it.
You know, and my birthday's on the 13th. God, thank goodness that I hadn't hit that number yet. Yeah. Boy, between the red flag and the 13th, I'd be a goner in this country. These guys are really whacked out bad, and they're digging. CBS was digging down deep like nobody else this morning on the race stuff. I didn't hear it on ABC at all, a Good Morning America, but CBS seems to have nothing else to talk about.
Well, they certainly made these raids, CBS did, made these raids very racial. And they led with that story, too.
Yeah. I mean, this is apparently it's going to be CBS News' focus between now and the election to pull the racism card, because there ain't a damn thing left these guys can do. You know, as bad as the Democrats' appearance was last week, there's no reason to even talk about the candidate, because it's bad news, you know what I mean? There ain't one of them got any sense. And Trump is going up in approval in polls, and the worse they do, the better we're going to do. So I'm encouraged. I think by the time the election comes, especially by the time we get a little more on the Russia stuff. Oh, did you hear about the Russians saying they're going to retaliate to Germany and Britain for encouraging people to protest against Putin a couple weeks ago? Did you see that?
I did not see that.
Yes. Putin says he's going to get them back.
Mm-hmm.
So,
like
everybody talk about
World War III level or just get them back?
Well, he said he's going to respond. He's not going to put up with Germany and France encouraging people to protest in his country against him. And how ironic everybody's been talking about how Putin interferes in their election, and here they're caught red-handed.
Maybe he'll turn off the gas spigots to Germany. That won't be bad.
You know, I don't wish that for the German people, but I wish they'd turn off Angela Merkel's damn gas and freeze her butt out of there.
Well, it might be as simple as like a symbolic visit to Kaliningrad, that little enclave, you know.
Yeah, well, she needs to stay in Leningrad. Or that's not longer, that's St. Petersburg, it's not Leningrad no more.
No, Kaliningrad is like this tiny enclave actually in the heart of Western Europe.
That
the Russians have sovereignty over. And they have nuclear weapons there.
I see.
I'll stay
right here in Monkey Town, guys, where we can hold back on the racism and the ball shootings and everything. We just go to work and get things done around here. Roll Tide, go Trump.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate you. News Channel 93.1 FM. Let's go to a break. Come back. Reset. We got stabbing sprees. We got FBI use of force data gathering. Danessa Sousa, which I haven't heard from in a long time, he weighs in some things. And then Chris Coons can't help himself. He's going to be back right after this.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
In our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's been on the phone talking more about gun control since the mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio.
Fox News confirming that President Trump had a phone conversation with the NRA CEO Wayne LaPierre on Tuesday, a day after the president indicated that he could support legislation mandating tougher background checks for gun purchases. The NRA is opposed to a bipartisan measure in the Senate that does just that.
Fox's John Decker. Some people detained during immigration raids at 7 food processing plants are now free.
A day after almost 700 people were arrested by Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials in Mississippi, lawyers say about 5 busloads of those detained have been released. The terms of those releases are unclear, and it's also not clear whether any of them were determined to be living in the country legally.
That's Fox's Tonya J. Powers. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
heat advisory in effect for today. I think the heat index later could get between 105 and 108, with the actual high temperature up to about 96. Big heat can produce big storms at times. We'll be watching the radar as some scattered showers and storms develop this afternoon, some of which could be on the strong side with gusty winds. Our weather app will keep you up to date on any watches or warnings for your location. For tomorrow, dangerous heat with heat index 106 or higher, scattered afternoon storms. The storms will be a little bit more numerous, I think, on Saturday with at least a 50-50 chance, and more scattered storms on Sunday as the heat continues. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. This is where we are. The El Paso shooter's mom allegedly called the police in McAllen, Texas. It's the CBS piece, El Paso suspect mothers call police. Let's listen in.
CBS News confirms the El Paso shooting suspect's mother called police weeks before the massacre because she was concerned about her son owning an AK-style assault rifle. Police say Patrick Crucius used a weapon like that to kill 22 people at an El Paso Walmart on Saturday. The 21-year-old alleged white supremacist is charged with capital murder. Janet Shamlian is in El Paso. Janet, what do we know about the mother's phone call?
Well, Dana, good morning. This raises new questions about whether there may have been red flags about the suspect before the mass shooting. But in a statement, the family's attorney says that the mother's call to the Allen Police Department was purely informational. The family's attorney, Chris Ayers, told us Lori Crucius had, quote, absolutely no fear of violence nor any belief of an intent to do harm. Instead, she was concerned about her 21-year-old son owning an assault-style rifle due to his age and lack of experience with that type of firearm. She did not identify herself or her son to police. The attorney tells us the Allen Police Department did not file the call or follow up on it, and a public safety officer told Lori her son was legally old enough to purchase the weapon. Now, we don't know whether the gun she called about was the same AK-47 style firearm used in the attack. His family says the Allen Police Department did nothing but a good job answering Lori's questions about gun ownership. In a statement on Sunday, the Allen Police Department said in its database it has only three minor incidents involving the gunman. It also said that it had not received any inquiries about the gunman or any type of incident that he may be related in. We did reach out to the Allen Police Department about the mom's call, but have not heard back.
I wish the media would do a better job. They were so intense on this thing at the beginning, and they were kind of lighting it all up. But things that we have found out is that he was driving, and he was in a neighborhood not far from the Walmart, and he got hungry. He parked his car, went in to go get something to eat, came back and got his rifle, and then came back into the Walmart and started shooting. Ran out of shells. And then he's walking back towards his car, and a police officer stops him, and he surrenders. Hmm. Now, those kind of pieces of information you catch if you're watching a lot of news, you pick up those little tidbits. You don't hear that in a lot of other places.
No, it's already moved on to the politics and the symbology of the matter.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Dan. Dan, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thanks. Hello, Dan. This is a little bit off the current topic, but it's one.
You go wherever you want to go.
I must be the only person in the United States that remembers this. I was already in the Air Force when it happened. Back in the 60s, you know, the Students for a Democratic Society and the Weather Underground,
yeah,
and
four
or five other of those lunatic organizations,
mm-hmm.
were really disappointed they couldn't start a revolution to make us a communist satellite of the Soviet Union. That was their goal.
Right.
And I watched this one idiot being interviewed, and I can't remember which network interviewed him, but it was on one of the major three. I think at the time it was NBC, CBS, and that other one, ABC. And he said that their plan going forward was that they were going to put their people in all the universities.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to teach the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
And when they got a significant control of universities, they were going to take over the ones that were teaching future journalists and future teachers. And they were going to get them down into kindergarten and preschool and start teaching communism there. And nobody took them seriously. Well, guess what? 51% of the students now say that they favor socialism. And I think they wildly succeeded on their goal.
Yeah, and a lot of people feel the same way.
And I don't know why somebody's not trying to at least get a few conservatives into college. Teaching positions, that is.
Well, it's, you know, the people kind of woke up about 10 years ago that these universities were going completely off the chain. And places like Harvard, who has an incredible endowment there, people stopped giving to Harvard because of how radical things are. I handle with American Express Philanthropic. I used to handle the Southern United States for Harvard graduates, and we would meet with them. And we found out years ago, they said, we're not giving money to Harvard. And so what we did is we told Harvard, instead of general money, you need to do specific money that a doctor would agree to, or an attorney, and things like that.
Right.
And they started raising more money, but then they cheated on it, and that really made some people mad.
But Dan,
in fact, we pulled out of it.
Dan on the phone. The good news is the battle's not completely lost. A lot of these old radicals that went into academia and media and other places have done a great job. I don't like it, but they've done a great job of branding socialism better than the word capitalism. But if you poll the same young people, what's interesting is, yes, they like socialism, but if you ask them a question like, do you think the government should do something or the market should do something, they tend to still side with the market. So a lot of it's language games, but it is a problem.
Have you seen the 2019 meeting of socialists?
A little bit.
There's a videotape of it on YouTube. You've got to see that. If everybody watches that, socialism will be dead worldwide, because those are the biggest bunch of idiots I've ever seen in one place.
And let me tell you something else.
The girl's going, comrade, comrade. One guy's saying, don't talk loud because sound disturbs me. And another one yells at the moderator because she used gender-specific pronouns, and it broke down into bedlam. It's the most hilarious thing you'll ever see.
Let me tell you something that is encouraging out there. As a matter of fact, there's just a new study. I may have a piece of this in a cut that we have today. But Joey's group in particular when we were growing up, particularly me, you got into a debate and there was an argument.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just this argument that's there. The millennials are very fact-based. They want evidence to show what you're saying is correct, and they will challenge that. That is a good thing.
Yes, very good thing.
And so whenever you put socialism under the microscope and you challenge it on a fact base, it loses big time.
Well, and for some of those people saying they like socialism, what they mean is a big welfare state,
exactly.
Which is a little different than socialism.
Yeah. But you ought to watch that tape if you need a really good laugh. Watch the 2019 socialist gathering, or whatever they call it.
Yeah, Democratic Socialists of America. I've seen the clip you're talking about. It is rip-roaring good fun.
You always need a good laugh. That's the word where you go.
I like that. You have a great day.
You too.
Thanks
a lot.
Thanks. Let's go to Danessa Sousa talking about the masculinity of the shooter and how Newcomb of California talked about this.
A lot of people for the shootings in El Paso and Dayton, seemingly everyone except the gunman. Now they blame Trump, racism, and now California's governor is blaming toxic masculinity.
These shootings overwhelmingly, almost exclusively, are males, boys. I think that goes deep to the issue of how we raise our boys to be men. It goes deeply to values that we tend to hold dear: power, dominance, and aggression, over empathy, care, and collaboration.
And joining me now is Dinesh D'Souza, conservative commentator, filmmaker. Dinesh, so now men acting like men will lead to mass shootings? I mean, what about the cops who stopped this lunatic? They were men who acted with force and determination.
No. Look, we might be making a little bit of progress here. For a long time, when there was a shooting, you'd always hear, it was the gun did it. Now, at least, we're moving past that to the idea that there's a shooter and there are motives. So I don't object to the idea of looking at the sort of cultural and even moral roots of all this. I mean, certainly, we have problems rooted in broken families and broken communities, even a spiritual crisis, a sense of nihilism among young people. But look, toxic masculinity, is this a kind of a Conan the Barbarian problem? First of all, look at the shooters. They don't look to me like Conan the Barbarian. They look to me more like Austin Powers. I mean, you've got these shriveled kids with glasses, very nerdy looking. I mean, arguably, they're suffering from a deficit of masculinity, not too much masculinity. The gun becomes their great equalizer. So I think we're dealing here with a little bit of nonsensical speculation from Gavin Newsom, but the idea that we should look at the broader cultural roots of all this, I'm not against that at all.
You know, he brings up a very good point, and that is, it used to be the gun, the gun, the gun. This shooting, it turned into the motive, the motive, the motive.
Right.
And it wasn't the gun. Every other time it's been the gun.
Well, only for the El Paso shooting.
Right, because the motive is white supremacy.
Right. And even we can go to the Gilroy Garlic Festival last week. I mean, that guy's motive seemed to just be anti the establishment across the board. He was targeting post offices, courthouses, members of both the Democratic and the Republican Party. He really wanted to just take everybody out.
So let's continue on with Dinesh. We haven't heard from him in a long time, so good to pick up a piece from him.
No, absolutely. Isolationism, connectedness on the internet, but no real human connections. People left behind because of family breakup or breakdown or substance abuse or a combination of all of that. There's no doubt about that. These are deep, complex problems facing a society, and in many ways, I think, with a lost spiritual center. Dinesh, though, also I want to get to this all tonight, because in the wake of these protests at Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's house this week that were vicious, 2020 fanatic Tim Ryan thinks that the 77-year-old should face more harassment.
I am leading a caravan in my official capacity as a congressman, working with Moms Demand Action to start in Youngstown and go to Akron and Columbus and Dayton and Cincinnati and pick people up along the way. And we're going to Louisville, Kentucky. And we're going to make sure that Mitch McConnell knows that there are two pieces of legislation sitting on his desk to get some action.
Now, we just had a woman outside of his house, you know, hoping he was going to get stabbed the other night. And now a congressman is going to lead a caravan of people to Senator McConnell's home. Like, he can't reach him when he's, you know, back in the office? These are theatrics that can get out of hand and even dangerous.
I think so. And I think in some ways, this point was made earlier in your show, there's a sense of frustration here about Trump himself. Trump is a little bit like Muhammad Ali. He taunts these guys. He challenges them into the ring. They're scared of getting into the fight. So they go, hey, listen, let's pick on the coach. Let's pick on the old guy in the corner. Let's go after Angelo Dundee. Maybe we can terrorize him into submission. So I see this as a pathetic effort, ultimately, now to move away from Trump and try to pick on more vulnerable people like McConnell, thinking that maybe the left can do a better job of terrorizing them, because they sure can't terrorize Trump.
And they're outside his house yelling, stab him in the heart. And these guys are not considered radicals, and they're against somebody for their philosophical views and who they represent. And that's racism against Republicans. News 783.1. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5, right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Joey, before we start getting into some other subjects here, can you pull up that brute piece that we had for yesterday? There we go. This guy's name is Malcolm Nance. And here's another one. He is just like out in la-la land.
Well, I think that we're finally in for a great societal change where we're finally addressing this issue. You know, when I wrote a book last year called The Plot to Destroy Democracy, and one of the chapters I led off with the massacre of 68 children in Norway by the original white supremacist terrorist who created the concept of this terrorist manifesto, Anders Behring Breivik. And he did that because he thought the Great Replacement was underway in Norway. Government was allowing unbridled immigration into that country. So he, in his trial, he said he massacred those children because he wanted to eliminate the next generation of liberal leadership from Norway as a warning. This country has had several of these mass incidents, but I think we're overdue for a Breivik-style real massacre of a political nature. And as Cynthia said, these people feel that they are the foot soldiers and executors of what the disenfranchisement that the white race is feeling, and Donald Trump is giving them subliminal orders in their head. They are no different than the mobilized, you know, self-radicalized terrorists of ISIS here in the United States and Europe who take cars and drive down streets. It's just that they have a permissive environment in which they can get firearms and go out and attack their perceived enemies.
Man, how about that one? And the guy that we played earlier, he was on with them. Now let's go to Senator Chris Coons from Delaware, big Biden supporter. He's going to be talking about the rhetoric after the shooting. This is on Fox and Friends this morning.
It's time for me to bring in Democratic Senator Chris Coons out of Delaware. It's been an unbelievable week when we talk about the shootings and the visits by the president in both those cities, El Paso and Dayton, yesterday. By all accounts, inside, it went well. How do you feel overall the visit went?
Well, I think it's important that our president, when we have tragedies, national tragedies, make a visit, be with those who are suffering, be with those who are trying to make sense of these tragedies.
But
I think it's also important for all of us who are elected to serve our nation to find ways to come together and to address the problem. It's great to provide comfort and prayers, but it's more important that we take bipartisan action.
Are you disappointed in the presidential candidates attacking the president personally in probably the most severe way possible? White supremacists, white nationalists, and of course, racist.
Look, I was pleased to hear President Trump directly denounce white supremacists and say that hate doesn't belong in our country. But I also think he needs to address his rhetoric. And I think that we're in for a rough presidential season if there's more and more divisive rhetoric on both sides. I was puzzled by the ways in which the president attacked some of the folks, the mayor of Dayton, Senator Sherrod Brown, after their visit. There seems to be a disagreement about who said what about whom, when in those visits. The larger point, frankly, here is that we need to find ways to legislate together. And the president's leadership on taking real steps on background checks will be critical. Both the governor of Ohio, Mike DeWine, the congressman from Dayton, Mike Turner, and the Republican senator from Ohio, Rob Portman, have now stepped forward and called for more decisive action. There is legislation we can take up and pass.
You know, the interesting thing is that they want the action if it's action that they agree with. And we're going to kind of get into some of these background checks and red flag stuff in a little bit, but you know, there's some fairly easy stuff for them to do. Is there anybody in the audience that's against the universal background check? I mean, all you're doing is you're saying we're going to run a background check on everybody, whether you buy something from a friend or whoever. And I mean, they're just kind of—it's kind of like, you know, getting the Carfax on a car. You just want to kind of know what you're getting there. So let's continue on with Chris Coons talking about extended background checks.
The president picked up the phone 6:30 in the morning, called Joe Manchin, and said, what are you putting together with Pat Toomey on background checks? Can I get behind it, essentially? He evidently wanted all the details on it. Then he called Pat Toomey the next day. What would expanded background checks look like, and would you get behind that?
Absolutely. And Pat Toomey picked up the phone and called me, and I was encouraged because Senator Toomey and I have a bill, the Nix Denial Notification Act, that Chairman Graham of the Judiciary Committee, with whom I also spoke, has already said he thinks can and should pass. All my bill with Pat Toomey would do is make sure state and local law enforcement is promptly notified if someone who's a convicted felon, someone who is prohibited by law from buying a gun, goes into a gun store and lies and tries to buy a gun. In my state and more than 30 other states, currently that information goes nowhere. In Pennsylvania, state police are the intermediary with the Nix system. They know about it. In some cases, they act promptly. Broader background checks, such as the Manchin-Toomey bill, would close some of the loopholes that currently exist, the gun show loophole, for example. And this is broadly supported by Americans who are Democrats, independents, Republicans, by a majority of gun owners, because it simply means there'd be one more layer of protection to ensure that those Americans who are exercising their Second Amendment right are doing so responsibly, and that we are taking action to keep guns out of the hands of those who shouldn't have them.
It's kind of interesting when you're talking about a felon suing that. That's a problem here in Alabama. We've had Daryl Bailey talking about that and others, Steve Marshall. And you remember one of the things that they said is there's this big kind of backlog. They had ATF go in and make a bunch of arrests from felons that had firearms that they weren't supposed to have, and nobody was doing anything about it. Nobody was following up on it because it kind of fell into this black hole in law enforcement and Aaliyah, and finally some people were doing something about it. That is a problem, and if you're sitting there and you're big on somebody not voting, you need to be even bigger on somebody who's a felon not having a firearm that was convicted of a felony. It definitely a potential problem there. Sparky Jr., can we fit Sparky Jr. in here? Sparky Jr., welcome aboard Dan Morris Show. How have you been, buddy?
Oh, man, it's been hot.
It has been hot, particularly in your business.
Yes, the attic fan season is in full swing. So,
what's on your mind?
You know, as far as the background check.
Yes.
I have no problem with that, but politically, wouldn't you tie that with something to be kind of in the same vein towards the border, something that the Democrats won't budge on, being that they're going to be chomping at the bit to just take it another inch closer to eradicating all guns? They'd be eager to sign this bill. Would you politically align this with something else, or will they kill Trump for that?
Well, Trump mentioned some type of immigration issues along with a comprehensive gun plan. My problem is I'm not sure how you link those two.
I think it's just when you're looking at it, if we're looking into somebody's past, right? Couldn't you correlate that with the same thing as a border and kind of tie them all together like a universal background check? I'm just afraid, and Joey's probably like, no, man. An erosion of our liberty a little bit, I think. We got to be careful here. But I think that there's a touch there that they kind of tie together with the immigration, people coming in unvetted, and then we're going to vet, you know, law-abiding citizens. We're going to look into their backgrounds, but not the sacred cow illegals. I think that the two have to be married at that point.
They do a check on the illegals. In other words, somebody gets processed here because you're not a U.S. citizen, you have not crossed into the U.S., or you're still within the border DMZ kind of thing. They can run a background check on you, but the problem is Guatemala going to give us the information we need on Jose that's from Guatemala that's sitting there and saying that he's, you know, trying to seek asylum?
And right.
That's a major problem.
Yeah, their past may be somewhat protected or scattershot.
Well, they just don't have information. They don't have a database like we have.
Right, right. Oh, boy. I just see it as an opportunity to be able to tie something with it, to be able to drag these legislators to do something for the Americans instead of just attacking the gun issue. Let's tie it with something else.
Trump has said that. I'm not sure how you do that. Sparky Jr., I got to go, buddy. I got a top of the hour break. You're welcome to hang on if you'd like. Dan Marshall will be back right after this.